Beloved, be all like-minded in prayer, compassionate, lovers of the brethren, merciful. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I purposely reread that first part of today's epistle because it applies quite aptly to our current situation concerning confession. I urge and encourage everyone to be patient and to be merciful. We are living in far from ideal times and circumstances. We cannot have things as we would like them to be. So we have to adapt and improvise and overcome. I love that motto. It's the Marine motto. It applies so aptly to us today. But we don't often apply it. Instead, or rather, we misapply it. Instead of adapting and improvising ourselves, we try to adapt and improvise whoever is opposed to us or the situation at hand. And that's the wrong application. Let us do the giving and the taking and the bending and not demand that the other person do it all. Today, after Mass, I will be taking the Blessed Sacrament, Holy Communion, to someone in the local hospital. So the Blessed Sacrament will be remaining on the altar after Mass. Father John will be kneeling on guard. Not only do I urge everyone to remember that God is on the altar and will be on the altar after Mass and to act accordingly, but I also encourage everyone to take this moment to spend that time, that extra time with God, especially those of you who do not have ready access to our Lord in the Blessed Tabernacle. You have the rare opportunity now to spend a few extra moments with Him, because I will be busy for a few minutes taking care of business with various people. But let's carry it on in a quiet, respectful tone of voice, outside if possible. My good people, I think a lot of you are already familiar with this, because it's my pet topic for pushing right now. And that is what is called walking in the presence of God. It sounds very sublime and very saintly, but it's something very simple. It's simply remembering that our Lord is right beside each one of us at all moments, at all times, all places. But we so often get so tied up in the wares and cares of life that we seldom think about Him. Let us develop the habit. The habit itself is simple, but getting it started and developed can be quite difficult. We have to remind ourselves continuously. It really doesn't cost us that much. But that is, no matter how busy we are, to pause for literally just a couple of seconds, long enough to turn to our Lord who's right beside us. I love you, dear Lord. Or help me, dear Lord. Or something simple. You don't have to be constantly reminding yourself that He's there, but that simple act several times You will become aware that he is there. That like a loved one is there even when they're not there. And you will find over time that you will be acting and speaking and thinking more as he would act and speak and think. And you will find yourself letting go of things out of your control, because you know that you have a friend right beside you that you can turn to and say, "Dear Lord, you know I can't take care of this situation. I don't know what to do about it. You take care of it." But, my good people, when we say that, "You take care of it," let us let him take care of it in his way, in his time, in whatever way he wants to. But we have the tendency, when we place something in his hands, we hold on to that hand and try to direct it. And we try to make our Lord answer the problem or the situation right now. You all know that famous joke, "Lord, grant me patience and give it to me now." That's not how our Lord works. If he granted us patience immediately, where would be the merit? We would have nothing to practice. It is in the practicing of the virtues, not in the having of the virtue, but in the practicing of the virtue, that the merit lies and that we give honor and glory to God. If we were all born already perfect, where would be the merit? What would we have to give to God? We'd be robots. What fun is that? We may not understand our free will. We may not understand our fallen human nature. But in a certain sense, it is a gift, because we have that much more to give back to our God, our Lord. In all the little crosses, in all our faults, are our failings, and yes, even our sins, we can give glory to God, not by sinning, no, but by picking ourselves up over and over and over again. "Dear Lord, I love you. Help me." Over and over and over. Because what God is looking for is what's in our heart that makes us keep turning back to him over and over. The love that drives us to strive to be ever closer to him. He's not looking for us to be perfect. He's looking for us to constantly strive to become perfect. And it is in that effort that we will give God the greatest glory. May God bless us, everyone. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.